three, two, one. You're live.
Countdown. 3, 2, 1. Last all. We are
engaged.
We are engaged. Right.
Make it so, number one.
That's it. This is the Mr. National podcast. I'm Mr. National. Welcome, everyone.
Hey. Woo.
I can't do it. Hey, the claw,
the golf clap.
Yeah, we need to put that in the background. My producer, man. Oh, he got it in there. The other man, the man on the other side of the mic, the coolest cat, and a big Michigan State fan, I might say.
Oh, you can see the shirt.
Mr. P. Double.
What up? And what up? I'm a big Notre Dame fan this week. Oh,
there you go. Anybody that's playing Michigan, right?
Yep. I'm a big fan of for one
that's
week.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't like Jim Harbaugh either. You know what I mean? All right. Well, folks, we got a big show. We got a great show.
This is like epic. It's going to be epic.
This, well, I don't know epic. About epic. We hope
epic episode.
But,
number nine.
Everyone, we're growing. You know what I mean? Like, this podcast thing is new to me. I don't know about P-Double. He's probably been...
I'm a seasoned vet.
He's a seasoned vet, right. I mean, sometimes I think I should, listen to other shows and this and that, but I really don't. I just go off the cuffs.
Yep, just you're natural. Just keep keep it going, man.
No notes, no nothing. It's just like... Give me a couple topics and I'll take it from there. You know, I'm going. But before I go any further, we got to dive into what's gotten me hot and bothered. And it ain't the weather. The weather has been, out here in Philly, we've been in the midst of a heat wave, okay? It's been pretty hot. But that ain't got me. That's not.
Smoking.
What's pissing me off, man? Kaepernick. And the Nike thing. Nike has supported Kaepernick. And then we got all these people burning sneakers. You know what I mean?
Oh, man.
In an uproar.
What a fuss.
Over a guy who just took a knee. First he started sitting. The man talked to a Marine, a veteran. A veteran said it would be much better. Actually, we show respect if you kneel during the national anthem. So the man said, fine, I'll kneel. I just don't want to stand. I just want to get a message across. The police brutality, the racism, okay? All these people up in arms. Like it don't happen. I mean, innocent black men are being killed, okay? Being killed. And unless you are a black man, you can't understand it. I can understand it. You don't even understand. Because it's never happened to you, okay? So I can understand. Okay, if you don't understand, keep your fucking mouth shut, okay? We don't want to hear you, oh, this ain't right, or he should have did it another way. You know what I mean, P-Double? It's crazy. It's nuts. It's nuts.
Don't get me started.
Oh, God, it
burned. Well, look, this is a, if you want me to get into this, man, so Mr. National, we know where you stand now. You're on the side of Nike. I mean,
I'm on the side of Nike. Hey, that's a great,
The one thing about this issue is you pick a side. You know what I mean? You're either for him or you're against him. Colin Kaepernick. But there's a.
But here's the thing. I'm not really. When he was our quarterback.
No, I'm just. It's just an observation I'm making. You know.
Right.
It's just an observation I'm making about people. The people that are.
Oh yes, right. Agree.
It's very polarizing, and so Mr. National is taking a stand. He's willing. To right. I love it.
State. Are you the kind of stand in the middle?
Yeah.
But these people with their responses are just.
My thing is that I guess the more of what you're commenting on is the reaction of some people is way overboard about just a football player.
Exactly.
But
exactly. But they keep twisting it.
Yeah.
Oh, he's disrespecting the flag. Disrespecting the flag.
Right. If you want to get into what about Colin, like, my thing is Colin Kaepernick is just one football player. If you don't like him, ignore him. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Chet Lemon used to play center field for the Detroit Tigers years ago, one of my favorite players. Used to sit out during the national anthem. He would sit in the dugout on the bench because he was a Jehovah's Witness.
Right.
That was his religion. So he didn't,
right.
You know, nobody was burning sneakers or they didn't kick him off the team or out of the league for that. But I'll give you a couple of stories from on this topic for me. I got a friend. A friend I grew up with, a lifelong friend. He went to the Marines. He's mm-hmm. a white guy. I asked him about this situation, Colin Kaepernick, and he said, "Man, this is really a tough one for me because I joined the Marines and put my life on the line to defend this country so that he could have the right to do what he's doing."
Right.
So he said, "I may not like it, but he's got the right to do it, and I have to respect that." And he said, "Besides, I look around during the national anthem," and I started noticing this after he told me, during the national anthem, there's people with their hat on. There's people, they're not putting their arms up, they're talking. To me, that's much more disrespectful than what he was doing with his, you know,
right.
on his knees. So, you know, talk to somebody that's involved in the situation.
Okay,
you know,
right.
is my thing. So another thing for me is, as a white person, I don't understand, right? And so when you say speak on it, your words count to me. You know, it's time for me to listen. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But
absolutely.
As a white person, I can tell you when this I've got several stories, okay? I got this cop started following me.
And right.
He followed me through town where I live. And I'm like, "Oh, crap. You know, what's going on?" And then they followed me into where I work. I pulled into my parking spot. I'm like, "He's still behind me. He stops right behind me." I'm thinking, what's the deal with this guy? He's not pulling me over. I get out of my car, and he says to me, "Hey, buddy, your brake light's out. You might want to get that fixed." I said, "Thanks." Went into work. Mr. Nash.
Right there, when you said get out the car, that would have been a problem.
Right.
That would have been a problem. That would have been.
Now, here's another one. I got pulled. This was about back in March. I got pulled over. Cop says, "You know why we pulled you over?" I said, "I'm not sure. I think I was driving slow, you know. I guess I'm not sure. You don't have a tag on your plates, your little thing that said you register your plates."
Yeah.
"So can we have your license registration?" I open up my glove compartment. There's my license plate. My license plate that was on my car had expired. But
okay.
I had the one that belonged there in the glove compartment. My wife had gone and gotten it. And so I was like, "Oh my gosh, I forgot to put this on." He says, "Well, hand it to me. I'll go back and run it." I give it to him. He goes back. He runs it. He sees that I have insurance and everything. Then he comes back out and changes my plate for me.
Wow.
Okay.
Unbelievable. Wow.
I got a few more stories like this.
Well, reaching for that gum, the glove box,
right.
would have been another issue.
Right. There's issues that you think right. about that I don't even think about.
Exactly.
And my experience is completely...
Mine is totally different.
Yeah.
Mine is totally different.
So, I mean, I have this friend, Lonnie Millsap, who's a cartoonist. He lives in Los Angeles. He's a black guy. He tells me he's got to get his car fixed because the window won't roll up. And he says he's got to get it fixed for when he gets pulled over. He doesn't want to have any issues. Okay?
Right.
And he starts telling me about all the times that he's been pulled over. And he just goes on and on.
Yeah.
And he gets pulled over once a month, and I'm not even exaggerating.
Yeah.
You know?
I've been there.
So I'm with you, man. I don't understand. I cannot even comprehend.
Right.
And so I need to listen. I don't need to be burning shoes. I don't need to be talking smack. I don't need to be saying how he's disrespecting people. I need to be listening. And Colin Kaepernick has something to say. I need to listen, man.
Well, here's the thing. They keep talking about the military. They keep talking about the flag. He's not even doing it about that. they keep getting it all mixed up. It's about police brutality, the same tie that Randy Moss wore his Hall of Fame with all the names of those innocent victims that were killed by police.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That's why he's kneeling. He's kneeling about the racism. So instead of addressing that, people wanted... One guy on the Facebook, Steve Pangborn, was talking about, well, he's not working because his skills diminish.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe they did. Okay, he isn't a top 10 quarterback, but he's better than Brandon Wheaton. He's better than RG3, a bunch of these other guys
who
are on teams and got contracts. That's not even a point. So what? He's a scrub.
He's getting blackballed.
Yes, he's definitely getting blackballed because that's why the collusion case is going on.
Yeah, there's no
question. So now he says, so would it have been better if he was a superstar and did it? Why should that matter? We as regular people always, you know, talk about treating everybody the same. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not putting somebody above or on a pedestal. Right. He wants to say some people, not him, just Steve, but other people are saying, oh, well, if he was better or if he was a star, that shouldn't matter. There's an obvious, real problem with innocent black people being killed.
Yep.
And it's being recorded. It's not
right.
Like
well, and it's crazy, too, because if it's being recorded now, how much was it happening before
it was
being recorded?
Remember, I told you about the Red Fox, you know, skits, you know, with Sanford and stuff. You know, he used to talk about it back in the 70s. But it's been going on forever.
Right.
And it's just what makes you mad is just the reaction of some people. They act like it's not happening, and then they twisting it around, be like, oh, with the military. It ain't got nothing to do with the military.
Right, right. Yeah,
it ain't got to do with that. Okay? No. I mean, I've been pulled over dozens of times. When I get pulled over, when a black person get pulled over, you better put the keys on the hood, turn the key off, and you got to stick both hands out the window.
Wow.
Until the cop walks up, and he has his gun in his hand. This is no lie. I've been there. Okay,
right.
This is no making it up.
Yeah.
Okay. One time I'm with my brother, and we get pulled over. He's younger than me. I'm used to getting pulled over. When I was younger, I had this fancy car, Acura Legend 2-door, and I got pulled over twice a week for 4 months straight.
Really?
No lie. Yes, because they thought it was stolen. They thought it was a drug dealer.
Yeah.
I don't know. Every day, just about every 2 days a week, I would get pulled over. They would look on the doors, check the models, make me get out, you know, any weapons, you know. So I was used to it. And I was just like, dude, I work just like you, okay? You know, they would just find reason to pull me over. Never gave me a ticket. Never.
Wow.
Just pulled me over to check my paperwork, okay? Yeah. No big deal. That's fine. One day I get pulled over. My brother's in the car. It's nighttime. And I was like, man, here they go pull me over again. I was like, it's cool. And he went, and they were coming up. I could see him coming up, you know, out the rear view. And the hands was on the guns. Black guy, white cop, black cop. And he was like, where your thing at? And he goes, I mean, he wasn't young like it. But he went to go like, but where's your thing? I'm like, whoa, don't move. I was like, stay still. You know, he was like, what? And then the cop was like right there with the gun. He was like, don't move. I was like, dude, you can't move. I was like, you gotta let them get up on you, see that we cool. And that's the way it is. I mean, I don't know. It's a rough job, P-Double.
Oh, man.
I got a lot of friends. I grew up with a guy that's like my brother who's a top-notch cop over at Philly. It is a tough job.
But here's
the thing. You are the professional. You're the one that's getting paid. You can't handle if a bad situation happened with one black guy, you can't just paint the whole black community and say they're bad. I shouldn't be treated like a criminal because you encountered 2 months ago with somebody was bad. You just got to start over like a football player, like a cornerback.
Like a cornerback. Short memory,
okay? Be on guard, but don't, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Treat every individual as an individual.
As an individual.
That's all we're asking.
That's all, man. I mean, like I said, I done had the cops put guns up to my head, threw me on the ground.
Oh,
I mean, oh yeah, I had that. I was around my parents' house. I was coming back from seeing my sister-in-law. This is the last, I'm going to let this one go, you know. And I'm not berating the police. Because, I mean, like you say, it's bad ones and it's good ones. The thing is, I think it's some racists that are police officers. Right. Now they have the badge and the gun, and they're like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're going overboard.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the guys, great guys, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, they're willing to sacrifice.
Exactly.
Tremendously.
So one, you know, in police, in Philly, we had a rash of police officers getting killed, so everything was on high alert.
Right.
One day I had a pickup truck. I had parked my pickup truck on the sidewalk. I'm coming down the street. See the cop car pull up and like alongside on the sidewalk next to my truck. And I'm like, oh shit, I hope he don't give me a ticket. So as I'm walking out, you know, the higher part of the truck, you can't even see the cop. So then I was just about to say, officer, I'll move it. But as I got past where we could see each other, you know, cause you walk, my windows were tinted. So the cab or where you sit at was blocking both of us. So when you get down past the cab and then it's just the bed, he had his gun out.
Wow.
Freeze! I'm like, wow. Whoa, I was like, whoa, 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 what? Freeze, back against the wall, back against the wall. I was like, all right, what's that? He was like, where you coming from? It was a white guy. I was like, I was up at this hash line with my sisters. Turn around. Then he says, face the wall. So then I turn around, hands up. And this day had rained all day, P-double. Like, it poured for, like, 2 days straight this day. Okay? This is on a Friday of the... Friday, a day of the funeral of a slain police officer. Okay?
Oh, so everybody's ratcheted up.
Everybody was cranked, right? I had my fatigue jacket on. So now I'm against the wall. He comes up. He puts the gun on my back. He's flushing me down. You got any weapons? I was like, no, I don't have any weapons, nothing. Anything sharp in your pocket? Where you coming from? I was coming from the salon to see my sister. You got a wallet? Yeah, it's in my back pocket. Stay there. Then by this time, all these other cops pull up. Woo! I got him. I was like, you got the wrong person. Shut the fuck up. Turn around. Face me. So then I turn around. Now some more cops come up. Push up on me. Guns up.
Wow.
Right? I'm like, standing there. Don't move. Hands up. I'm like, all right. They kept telling me, I feel like Simon Says, turn around, face the wall. You know what I mean?
Touch your toes. Hand on your head. Head, shoulders, knees, and toes.
Face the wall. Face me. Then the dude said, get down on the ground. Some black dudes came up. They were in plain dress. They just had like shirts on or something, but they had the necklaces with the badges. Get the fuck on the ground, motherfucker. I was like, I ain't getting down on the ground. I was like, it's wet. No, I'm standing right here. Get down. I was like, no, I'm not getting down. I'm right here. They all searching my stuff. You got any weapons? They roughing me all up, twisting me around. I'm spinning around. I got no weapons. Get down, motherfucker. Get down. I was like, it's wet. I'm not going to get down. Click, click, click. Get down right now. I was like, all right, I'll get down. It's like eight cops, four cars. So now I'm trying to like, so when I get down, because it's wet, I mean, it's been raining all day. So I'm trying to do like a push-up. So when I get down, he puts his knee on the back of my neck and then pushes me down on the ground. So now I'm just laying in the wetness with a gun to the back of my head. And they over there, check his shit. Is it him? Is it him? No, it ain't him. I was like, what the fuck is going on? And I'm like hoping my parents don't come out to see this. Wish somebody would have filmed it. I could have been sitting on $1 million probably. Right?
Probably not. They could have shot your ass and nothing would have happened.
So he's got his knee. Then they looked through this shit. They run my stuff. They pick me up. I mean, it must have been like three of them. I mean, I'm like 200 pounds. It felt like I just got levitated. They just scooped me up. Boom, stood me up. All right, sir, we're sorry. Wrong person. I was like, what? I'm like, what's going on? Well, somebody stuck up the Burger King, and they had a camouflage jacket. You had a camouflage jacket. I said, y'all threw me on the ground because I had a camouflage jacket, and I ain't had no weapon. They said he had a gun. Well, man, you know how it is out here. I said, if you scared, don't be a cop.
Yep.
That's what I said to him. He's like, oh, it's like that. I said, yeah, it's like that. I said, look at me. He's like, man, just go home, man. And then all the cops pulled off, and that was it.
Crazy. I'm stunned, man. Because
that happened. That was real life, right?
Dude, I can tell you that never happened to me. It's never happened. And it's
20 feet from my parents' house.
Wow.
Where I grew up most of my life.
Yeah.
So I shook it off. I said, look, I can understand the cops. I mean, it was cops getting killed over bang. It was crazy out here for a minute. Mm-hmm. I can understand it a little bit. It wasn't like I pressed charges. I didn't go up nobody's badge number. I was just mad I got wet. The worst part was like, get down on the ground. I'm like, it's raining.
Man.
I'm like, it's wet. I mean, I can laugh, okay?
Yeah, you know,
I can laugh about my situation. But some people aren't that fortunate.
Right.
Some people got pulled over, and the cop had an itchy fit, and they shot people. And it's on film. You can YouTube it. You can Google it.
Well,
it's
I mean, and most people couldn't laugh about that situation that you were in. Most people would be angry and mad and couldn't laugh about it. I mean, I think most people couldn't. You know, I'm grateful that you can. You can tell you can tell this story with, you know, the way that you can. But
yeah,
I don't think most people can. And so you know, the stereotype of the angry black man is.
Well, see, I'm not angry.
I know. You're right. I'm just saying. If it happened to me, I would be angry.
And I understand both sides of it.
Yeah.
I just don't understand the people that is against the Kaepernick and the Nike thing twisting it. The stuff is really happening. So unless you can zip on like Eddie Murphy did back in Saturday Night Live, he painted himself up as a white man.
Yeah.
You know, he went around and they gave him money. Unless you can paint yourself up as a black man, i.e. Gene Wilder in Stir Crazy or Silver Streak,
right.
Then you can see, then you can go through how just our two times of being pulled over. It's like, I got out the car. If you get out the car, black man, if you get pulled over and you jump out and you get out of the car before they tell you, it's a good chance you'll get shot or tased or something.
Right.
Because you're not supposed to get out. Put your hands out the window. That's what I got to do. Keys out, I put them on the hood and stick both hands out the window. Anything else, you can get Rodney King, okay? Because they ain't taking no chances because of my the color of my skin.
Man.
I'm done with it.
Can I just say one thing?
One thing is we got to move.
Okay,
my blood pressure's up.
Yeah,
this is Mr. National Podcast.
That's pretty deep. I mean, that's, you know, an incredible story. But I could just, the thing that I always think about is the story of the black America is one of the greatest stories in the world. If you consider, you know, coming from slavery and then the nonviolence.
Yeah.
Civil disobedience, to the point where we are today is one of the greatest stories of human history. It's not the perfect, and it's not it's not the end of it yet. But that story is not. It's all of our story. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
I mean, I'm
George. Like,
yeah. I mean, it's the greatest. It's a great story, and it has to be all of our story. You know what I mean? And we all should be proud of it. And if we can try to be proud of it, then we you know, we can't hate.
That's it. The hate. Gotta get the hate out of it.
Yeah.
Hate.
So anyway, thank you for sharing that story. It was incredible.
Yeah.
I cannot even imagine. We could talk about the NFL.
All right. If we was like on big TV, we'd take a commercial break. I gotta degress or whatever that was. I need a powder up. I got hype. I was hype.
Wow, that was.
I hope I don't ever get that mad on the Mr. National podcast.
I mean,
recreating that. I don't even bring that story up too much. People don't even, you know what I mean? People don't even realize it. That's the thing. Because, you know what another thing is white people think that those black people that got shot and did that were thugs, and they brought it on themselves. And I always say to myself, It's going to take like somebody like me that mm-hmm. everybody can approach and everybody right. knows for me to just get pulled over and blown away by some cop for doing nothing. And right. then they'll be like, oh, well, maybe it's right. Maybe it may. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not thugs. Not all those guys.
There's a video of an attorney general, a state attorney general, getting pulled over, a black woman. They were giving her the degree.
The one guy got shot in his car with the girlfriend video on it. The dude didn't even do nothing. He told him to go. That was one I was telling you. He said, get your license or give me your registration. And he went to go in the glove box, and the cop shot him.
Ugh.
And it was on film. It's on film. I mean, it's crazy.
Okay.
Anyway.
All right.
We done. We getting on. Look, we got NFL football starting P-double. We've been having everybody giving their suggestions on who they thought would win these division races, okay?
Yeah.
Okay? And I was like, man, people is picking. I mean, you got the obvious choices. There's some homer picks in there. I was like, man, I wish we could pick.
Cowboys.
Some money up for this. I don't know what I'm talking about. But without further ado, we're going to start with the AFC East. Who's going to win the division? And I'm going with the Patriots, okay?
Oh, wow.
Tom Brady, it's no reach here. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's not like a bold prediction. Tom Brady is still playing at a high level. In my estimation, he's the top three quarterback, best quarterback in the league. I think Aaron Rodgers personally is the best quarterback right now. And Drew Brees is up there. Those are the top three. Drew Brees, Brady, and Aaron Rodgers. So I'm going with Brady and the Patriots in the AFC East to win that division. All right?
Mr. National now, speaks.
Matt, and Mr. National Podcast is laying it down. And if you want to go back into the season, I'm telling you, I'm going to be right. All right? We're going to keep moving. APW, do you want to put a pick in there?
No, I'm going to go to the games. I'm going to go.
Okay.
Mr. National on the divisions.
I'm going to do the North, the AFC North. That is a tough division. I think the Ravens and the Bengals are going to be okay, but Steelers, I think, are going to win this division by about 3 or 4 games, probably as much as the Patriots, you know what I mean, the lead. So I'm picking the Steelers to win the AFC North. We move over to the AFC South. Everybody's darling pick this year, the Jacksonville Jaguars. I'm going with the Jags. Some people are picking the Titans to beat, you know, to step up. The Colts, I think, are rebuilding. And I love Andrew Luck, but he's not there. The dark horse team is the Texans with Deshaun Jackson coming back. Deshaun Watson. Love that kid.
He looks dangerous.
He is awesome, dude. He's awesome. But I'm going with the Jags with that defense. That defense is stout. Okay? I do not like Blaine Bortles. I think that's the weak link on their team. Okay? And I think they lost their top receiver and went to the Cowboys, Hearns. So I don't know who he's going to be throwing to right now. Then we're going to keep it moving in the AFC West, P-double. This one, Raiders made a bunch of noise. They signed Gruden to a crazy amount of money. So much money that they couldn't even afford to pay their best player, Khalil Mack, and he bolts over to the Bears. And talking about
Typical
Raiders. Where's that? Al Davis is rolling over in his grave. Like, what is he doing? All right? Talking about Bolton, that's my pick. The Bolts. The Chargers is going to win the AFC West, and they will represent the AFC in the Super Bowl. Whoa, that's bold. Right. That's my bold prediction. The Chargers.
My goodness.
I'm going by the Patriots. I'm picking the Chargers to win the Super Bowl. I mean, not win, to get to the Super Bowl. I'm sorry. And win the AFC West. All right. Moving over to the National Conference. This is the Mr. National Podcast, and I'm with P-Double, and we are running through the 2018 NFL season division winners. NFC East, my hometown team, the Philadelphia Eagles. Mm. I mean, it's laying right there in front of them. it's right there. I mean, the Cowboys, they got names. They got Jerry Jones. They let Dez walk away.
Think that was a mistake?
I don't know. I do. And then Witten retired. So there go half, more than half, I'm sure, of Dak Prescott's completions, touchdowns to those two guys, easily. He's got to find other guys. Yeah. And I don't know if anybody's ready. They got Hearns from Jacksonville. I think they'll be in second place. I'm not sure. I think them and the Redskins will battle it out for second. The Redskins got Alex Smith, which I think is an upgrade over Kirk Cousins. But I just think the Eagles are a class above right now.
Yeah.
They should have confidence, you know. So yeah. I think the Eagles will win the East. Going to the NFC North is a very, 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 very tough division. Okay? You got Aaron Rodgers, who I previously mentioned, to me, in my humble opinion, Mr. National, the fourth is the best quarterback in the league. Aaron Rodgers, okay? And if the listeners don't know fourth, why he calling something fourth? What's that mean? What that mean? Okay. Fourth. F-O-T-H. Face of the hobby. The hobby of electric football. All right, there you go. Okay? Clap it up. Clap it up. All right? That name was earned, baby, okay?
All right? No doubt.
That's a lot of frequent flyer miles, a lot of miles on the cars to be called the face of the hobby, all right? All right, so I got the Packers winning the NFC North. I think the Vikings are very, very, very good, too. The Vikings are going to give them problems. I just think Aaron Rodgers is just too much. He's too good.
Yep. The Lions, I mean, it just comes down – that division to me just comes down to, like, all things being equal, you got to go with Aaron Rodgers. You know,
that's it. Everybody,
anything in that division could happen, but you just, if you got to put money on it, who are you going to put your money on?
I got to go with the best quarterback and the best coach. They have the best coach, best quarterback combination of that division.
Yeah.
Okay, the Bears, they not there yet. The Lions, Matt Stafford, he's a gunslinger. He'll mess up. I'm going with the Packers. Okay. NFC South, another tough division. You got the Falcons. You got the Saints. You got Cam and Carolina. I'm going with the best coach, the best quarterback combination in that division. And Mr. National says that's the Saints.
Yeah.
Sean Payton and Drew Brees. I think they will win that division. That's what I think, okay? And now we take down to the NFC West. Mr. National's team, the 49ers, are going to win it. Nah. Okay?
That's one of the easiest picks in this whole division.
The Rams. I got the Rams. I think the Rams are going to win it. I think the Rams are going to win the division. But to represent the NFC in the Super Bowl, I think it's going to be the Falcons.
Oh.
I think the Falcons, yep.
So the Falcons Chargers and Chargers, that'd be a great
versus
Super Bowl.
The Falcons. Okay, that is my division winners, and I also, for extra bonus for my listeners out there, the Mr. National podcast, I gave you the Super Bowl. Now run out to Vegas, call your bookies, and put that money down.
Now, in episode 38, we're gonna revisit this. Revisit this podcast, right. Number 9.
Absolutely. Circle the wagon. Nobody circles the wagon like P Double, all right? Like I said, before we get too far, want to just tell you about P Double, one of the baddest artists out there. Check him out. www.paulpete.com. Why you call him P Double? Because his name is two P's. That's as simple as it gets. That's P-Double, all right? And my man's got some awesome, I got right here. Boom. Booyah. What I've been reading every, you know, read a little bit every day. Detective Perez, Welcome to Rust City, a graphic novel by Paul Pate. Go to his website, check it out. Also, Mr. National Sports, the ball head.
The how soft. Did you get a ball head? The soft. The skull, right. The skull of the hobby.
The skull of the hobby. The scoff.
The scoff.
My man John Lowes and his great adventure in the skull shaver. Peter, we did a little, should be coming out pretty soon. Yeah. We did a little commercial video promo of some of his new razors. And he has a new head shaver design coming out.
Nice.
So,
nice.
Soon as that come out, we got to link it up to our website, The Stack With Nat Show.
I'm looking forward to the episode of The Stack With Nat Show where you take the beard off.
Yeah, that's coming up. You see this thing? This thing is good. I've been trying to take it off. Well, you know what? I had been waiting. Lyles had told me that he wanted to do a skull shaver skit, like a commercial promo with somebody with a beard. Mm-hmm. And for the longest, I just been keeping a beard, and he finally called me, and he had the photographer come in, and we shot the commercials.
Nice.
It wasn't no talking. It was just me shaving, trimming up my beard with his new razor, putting my lines in, shaving up under my neck. John actually used the razor on his head, and so did his partner, Don Graves. So we all took turns, you know, getting filmed, yeah, taking a shave. And so the beard has served its purpose, okay?
The day could be coming around.
Yeah, the days are numbered for the beard, you know? I want to see my chin again. Like that.
Look like out, ladies.
I want to make America great again. I want to see my chin again, okay? I want to see my chin again.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So that was A-P-Double. That was the NFL.
Hey, speaking of websites, that's okay. Skullshaver.com, right?
Yes, sir. There you go.
Don't forget about the StackWithNatShow.com. StackWit, W-I-T, NatShow.com.
Absolutely. Because without that, it would be no podcast.
That was the genesis.
That was the seed that was planted that grew.
And what is Stack With Nat? What is that? Stack With Nat.
Okay, Stack? That's a great question, okay? I'm like Kitch, you know, Kitch.
Yeah. So, I'm glad you asked.
I'm glad you asked. Ain't that football? Ain't that football?
I'll call it out. Stack.
I love that dude. Toe Pro Football. I said, does those letters there? I'm glad you asked that. Yes, they do. But Stack is short for Smokestack, okay? Smokestack, he loves his cigars. Smokestack. The wit, you know what I mean? We tried to be a little jazzy, throw a little Ebonics on it. We could have said wit, but you know what I mean? We want to put a little swag on it. So we put a little gangster on that thing. We put W-I-T, wit. You know what I mean? wit.
Oh, I'm glad you explained that. Right. I was confused.
Yeah, like, P-Double was probably like, these guys can't spell.
But I'll go with it. It's all right. I'm not going to say anything to him. I don't want to embarrass him.
That was a method to the madness, brother. Okay? That was Smokestack. Cut the smoke off. It was Stack With Nat. And the Nat is short for National. Mr. National. Why they call you Mr. National? Because in the hobby, in the great sport of electric football, has never, ever, 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 ever been a coach that has traveled more than the man speaking on the mic right now.
How many times would you have circled the earth playing electric football?
Oh, my goodness. I can't even.
How many thousands of yards would you have gained?
Right.
The all-time leader.
Who's the all-time passing leader? Like 50,000 yards. You know what I mean? It's crazy, okay? Like, L.A. And the big thing of it is just the joy of meeting new people and just hanging out. Rarely do I play. You know what I mean?
Right.
I don't I don't really play that much.
Did you see the rankings that they sent out, the points that Kelly Newton sent out?
For the TOC.
Yeah, for the TOC. Did you happen to look at them and inspect them closely?
No.
You didn't even look for your own name?
No, my name wouldn't be on there, I don't think.
Yeah, you got enough points to be on there.
But
incidentally, I noticed where your name was because it was right below mine.
Right. I didn't see it. I'm guilty of not looking and investigating a lot of stuff, I tell you. Like P Double said, he checks out podcasts. I need to look at more and, you know, try to get some.
I don't know, Nashville. Just keep talking, man. Go with it.
I want to hear how it's done, though. I'm just sitting up here. I just feel like I'm talking too much. And he double was like, "Nah, you good." I'm like, "I guess." And my own brother listened to it. My own brother.
Wow. Okay. He's not going to be afraid to criticize.
Yeah, my brother. He said, "Yo, it was pretty good." I was like,
All right.
I said, "Wow." He said, "Man, it sounded like professionals." He was telling, we had like a big Labor Day block party cookout at my parents' house. And
that's the real measure right there. That's the real measure.
Oh, yeah, that was shock because my brothers don't give me no kind of credit. You know what I mean? None. He actually said the podcast was good. I was like, "Damn. All right. Well, you know, hey." But, yeah, the national thing is going around, checking out leagues, planning tournaments, and I mean, starting a league, and I mean, out there, you know, people, everybody wants to have their own league. Be careful of what you ask for, okay?
Oh, my goodness.
It is
I got
not,
some questions about that.
Oh, I can imagine. How does
Neffel do it? Are you the commissioner?
They call me the commissioner. I don't even like to be considered commissioner.
I'm just
the organizer.
The organizer. You don't have to call it commissioner. You're the one that makes. How do you make a decision on, like, who makes the playoffs? How are we going to do the playoffs?
Well, everything is structured off the NFL. Like,
right,
we have
okay.
32 teams. We have 32 coaches, okay?
Right.
The NFL schedule is already made up. So we just print up. This year is 2015 NFL schedule.
Right.
Okay? Boom, here's your schedule, guys.
And
you know you playing. So the next thing, with any league, communication is priority. You have to communicate, okay?
Right.
So another thing, one of the big things I like to do is we make a contact list. P-double, how do you like to be contacted? Here's my number, here's my email. I prefer if you text me or you email me. I probably won't answer your call because, you know, I got kids, I got this, I got that.
Right.
Okay, we put that on there. Everybody's name and their contact and their team is on the email, and you have that, okay? So now you're a coach in the league. You know what team you're using. You look at your schedule. On your schedule, all the teams is there. You go mark down, circle the guys' names that you play, and then you contact them.
Line
That's
up the games. Now, every game is played at dailies?
No. Every weekend we play at dailies. We have guys that play at home. We have a lot of coaches from the Maryland area that play in the I-95 and the East Coast League.
Right.
So sometimes those guys, it's like 11 of them playing in the league this year. 11 Maryland coaches.
Right.
So what they do, which is great, they have a Philly NFL game day right in Maryland. They just line up their games and just play out there.
Right.
They text me the scores and the pitchers. And we put them up, and then it goes. Every week, every Saturday and Sunday, we're meeting at Daly's Pub. During the week, if guys want to play, like we had Brian Phillips on our podcast before, and I gave him a quick jab. You know, they do a great thing with that Thursday night EF.
Yeah.
And I said, "You know you stole that from me." And he said, "I know, I did it." Okay. Go ahead.
Well, one of the great things that you guys do, too, is I remember this as a kid being, like, almost kind of depressed at the end of the Super Bowl, at the end of the season, because there's no football for, like, 6 months. So you,
mm-hmm.
guys, start your electric football league right at the end of the
Absolutely, yes.
You know, so that you're jonesing for football, You got it.
Right.
You
know? We keep it going.
Right.
It's always football season in Philly. Okay. The following weekend after the Super Bowl, we kick off. Okay. Yeah. We have a lot of coaches that coach little league football and stuff and want to do other things. So I want to watch football.
Right.
Ain't that football? So we shut down. You can watch your college. You can watch your pro football.
Okay.
Once all that's over, that's when we start up. Okay. So that takes care of the scheduling type of thing.
What about?
Go
ahead. No, go ahead.
I said we do this thing in Essington. Oh my goodness. We rent a conference room in a hotel in Essington, Holiday Inn Express, and it's like a tournament, dude. That room is full of tables, full of games. So now, P-Double, you from Michigan, you fly in for that weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, you're going to bang out about 12 games of your 16 in that weekend.
Right.
You know what I mean? You're going to play three on Friday. You're going to play maybe six on Saturday and another four on Sunday or whatever before you head back on Monday morning. We're just getting it in. We stop for cheesesteak breaks. You know, stack with that, do our nighttime thing. We hit the streets, and we come back Sunday morning, and we EF it. We crack in plastic. So that Essington extravaganza is what we call it. Over 50 games are played during that weekend. 50 games.
Wow. That's awesome.
We put a nice dent in that schedule. And that kind of, what's the word when you put it all together?
Condenses. Condenses the season.
Schedule. So the guys is traveling. So if you're from Maryland, you don't have to drive down 7-8 times. You're going to bang out about 2-3 trips in that one weekend.
Right.
So it cuts down the travel. It's all like a big tournament thing because a lot of Philly guys don't travel much. I mean,
right.
I've been asked that plenty of times. Why the Philly guy? I can't answer for another man. I don't know why they don't play, why they don't go, but it gives them the tournament feel. And we have special guests. We had Scott Hooper, who never played with us, came to visit us and hung out. John Martin from Ohio's been there. Warren Jefferson and his wife comes. They set up a little table. We had Karen from ITZ come last year or 2 years ago. So even Bill came, Bill Klingbill. So it's almost like a tournament. It's about 40 guys there.
Wow.
Easily.
Wow.
Yeah, easily. 40. Easily 40 coaches or more. And we're all playing our league games.
That's awesome.
And that's how the schedule gets done. But starting a league or any league, it's important to have your venue.
Right.
Coaches, gentlemen out there that's trying to start your league, make sure you have a solid venue. Somewhere safe, your car is going to be safe, you feel safe. In Daly's Pub, we have that.
Right.
And
that's got
drinks and food.
Yeah.
My advice would be try to find a sports bar. When you guys go in there in the mornings and Saturdays morning, it's nobody is in a sports bar 10, 11 o'clock in the afternoon. They're waiting until 6 in the evening, 7, 5, 6, 7, 8. That's when their crowd coming. By that time, EF is over. You guys are out of there. You guys are coming in there 11 o'clock. You're drinking. You're eating. It's a win-win for both parties.
Right.
So people out there that's looking to start a league, try to find a sports bar. Buffalo Wild Wings, somewhere like that. Tell them what you want to do. Bring some pamphlets in. Some Werewolf has the flyers, the little booklets. You know, show them it's no drugs. It's just fathers, sons. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Playing a board game. And that's how you get your league started. Venue. And then work out the rules. The rules are simple. If you don't have a rule set, just grab one. Grab Toe Pro. Try Toe Pro. Try the TOC. Try the Philly NFL rules. Try the Ohio rules. Okay? Have something that's already printed out. That saves you the work.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
You want to make a minor adjustment to somebody's rule, go for it. Don't go too crazy. That's my advice.
Now, let me ask you one thing. One more thing before we move on. What if you got some sort of controversy, like some dude didn't play enough games, but he got in the playoffs over this other guy?
No, that don't happen. That don't happen.
Any kind of controversy. No kind of controversy.
We do. You cannot forfeit into the playoffs, okay?
Mm-hmm.
In our league, games played matter most. If we got a guy that's why we don't put the forfeits in till the end of the year. Even okay. if the games don't get played, you know what I mean? A forfeit. We really don't even count forfeits. We look at who's played the games. You gotta play to get in. A couple years ago, we had a high on our Stack with Nash, probably one of our highest rated shows. We went Facebook Live, and me and Stack was into it. We were nose to nose, arguing over Hugh Moore and his Cardinals should have been in the playoffs, and the guy didn't play no games. He was counting on forfeits to put him into the playoffs.
Oh.
And it don't work like that. It don't work like that. You got to have games played. Games played against you. So if you concentrate on that, don't put forfeits in. Don't even count forfeits. I mean, if you have a strong forfeit problem, what you can do is incorporate a point system where 3 points for a win played. And a forfeit win might be worth 0 points, where a loss would be worth minus 1 point or whatever. Like right. hockey. Hockey does a point system.
Right.
You can do it that way. You can do 3 points for a win, 1 point, or half a point for a forfeit win. That way, a guy that played and got wins actually can is
oh,
more
I see
value.
What you're saying.
Right.
No, so if your opponent forfeits, you don't get those points.
You don't get them points. See, that will encourage, and that's how we do it. The guy that's getting a forfeit, I tell you, that forfeit, if you take that forfeit, that could hurt you later on when all the games is done. And I got P Double, who's played 13 out of 16 games. He's only got 3 forfeits.
Right.
And you got 10 games played, and you want 5 forfeit wins, you're not going to pass P Double. He's
right.
played his games. You ain't got enough. So you're out. So if you do the point system, that will encourage P Double. If I can't make it and you get in the forfeit, you know you ain't going to get the points, you're like, well, National, let's just reschedule. We could play another time.
Yeah, I'll come to your house or whatever.
I'll come to your house. We'll get that game in.
Right.
Whether I win or lose.
Oh, because you got the schedule ahead of time. So
yes.
So if you lose,
schedule's got to be out first. Schedule's got to be out first. None of that playing as you go. That's kid shit right there. Print your schedule out. Have everything out. Communication is key.
All right.
You know who's playing. You got to collect your dues because you got to have trophies. You know what I mean? Unless you're just playing for play, you got to have dues. Don't let nobody play unless they paid their dues. Unless they're in some hardship and you handle that behind closed doors. You don't put everybody's, you know, I handle the money. I don't put everybody's business out in the streets. Some guys are going through stuff. They can't pay our dues. And I might say, all right, don't worry about it. Just pay it whenever you get it, you know, and just play. But the schedule needs to be out first, okay?
All right.
Have the schedule out. You need to have your schedule. Know who you're playing, and then have your play dates. If you're not an every week league, if you're going to meet up once a month, have that month, that date circled. Look, guys, we're going to do the second weekend of every month for 3 months to get our games in. Then everybody knows, okay? Have everything up front. Don't take nobody's money, put them in the league, and then just start making up stuff. That's just too late. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Everything. Let a man know what he's getting into. Mm. Your league will run a lot smoother.
Food for thought from the Foth. I'm telling you right there, fellas. Take that into consideration.
Hey.
Okay.
Hey, venue, the rules are, rules are way down. You want committed coaches. And another thing, if I had to keep asking a coach if we was playing, yo, if I could ask you twice, I'm not asking. You're not ready to play.
Right.
You're not ready. And then we're going to have to chase you, and then it's going to come back on me. Corey always letting these out of towners in. Gordon, you know, these Philly coaches love to hate me. I'm like, T.O., they love to hate me. They love to hate me. Gordon let this out of town. Gordon, you know, so I got to be real diligent. I got to know, which helps being national. I know everybody. So this year going into Philly NFL, we're starting up in February 2019, our 22nd year. We have 32 coaches signed up for the NFL, and I think we're up to about 8 or 10 coaches in the NFL, which will play an 8-game schedule.
Wow.
So it's about 40 coaches total.
Awesome.
About to wrap it up and crack plastic.
Get you guys ready. Talk to them if you have to.
Give me your strongest man. That's Jim Davis, the Hulk. Give me your strongest man. So this weekend, we hopefully going to meet up at the pub and crack some plastic, do some practicing. But, hey, that's it for the league stuff. Forfeits is a cancer. Okay? Forfeits is a cancer. You know? We call them guys duck, goose. Those guys that just... And you'll have coaches that will duck games trying to get the forfeit because then they'll know they're getting the playoff.
Right.
Once you remove that forfeit into the playoffs, then you remove that coach that tries to forfeit in.
Right.
Play your game. I don't get these guys. I tell them, why are you playing in the league if you want forfeits? Just play solitaire. Okay?
Right.
Play solitaire.
You guarantee to win.
You obviously don't want to play nobody. Okay? You can't make it. Do I get the forfeit? Yeah, you want the forfeit? You got the forfeit. But I tell you what, come playoff time, you won't be getting the email saying, welcome to the Philly NFL playoffs. You won't get that. You won't get that. Okay? Hey, these guys take... Either put a point system in or just take forfeits totally out of the equation and just go with games played.
Awesome.
That's how you do it, P-Double.
All right. You are in rare form tonight, I got to say. You're on point. We're going to do this Stagnant NFL Pick'em Challenge.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We won starting up. Man, I am fired up.
Yeah, I love it. It's awesome.
All right, we got Thursday. I know that game. Week 1. That's here in Philly.
You start. Kick this thing off, though. What we got going on here?
First of all, you're on the Mr. National podcast with my man P-Dump, okay? And Smokestack, myself, and Damon Lucas, For You to Hate, we used to do this Stack When That Show Pick'em Challenge. We just, you know, nothing fancy. Just week 1 came up, we picked the winners, okay? That's all we do. And this, we're going to get Smokestack's picks a little later. But right now,
me
and
P-Double...
We'll get them up on the website. Right now, me and P-Double are just going to go through each game, folks. And as long as you are listening to this podcast and supporting it, we can keep this podcast going. I think we're on iTunes. Right now, you can get the podcast, P-Double.
Coming up on Stitcher.
Hopefully we can just keep this thing growing and get on some of the other sites. So we'll see. But for right now, we're going to do week 1 of the NFL schedule. The first game is Thursday Night Football.
Tomorrow.
The Philadelphia Eagles. And we got to get this thing uploaded pretty quick, P-Double. We don't want to go too deep. First game, Eagles, the defending Super Bowl champs. The city is on fire. They are pumped. You probably will not be able to get in any sports bar tomorrow at the game. It's going to be packed. You got to put reservations in. First game, Atlanta at the Eagles. I'm picking the Falcons.
You're picking the Falcons. I'm going with Philly. All right, we got one already. Okay.
Right.
I'm writing it down. ATL. ATL for national. I mean, that's not out of the realm of possibilities. But I'm going with the home team.
I just think Foles. I think Foles has been playing bad. Atlanta almost beat them last year in the playoffs.
Right.
It came down the last pass.
It should be a great game.
It should be a great game, okay? I got Atlanta. What's the next game, Pete Albert?
Okay, game one on Sunday is at 1 p.m. This is a huge one. I don't know if you can pick this one. I mean, you might have to flip a coin or draw a straw or something. Maybe paper, scissors, rocks. It's going to be the Steelers at the Browns.
Steelers.
Are you sure?
Steelers at the Browns, right. Yeah, Steelers. They don't have Le'Veon Bell, but I love Tyrod Taylor as the Cleveland quarterback. I like that kid.
Oh, hey, quick story. So remember at the Buckeye Brawl last year when I went to the Buckeye Brawl? I brought a friend with me, his college roommate Ari. He had a roommate for a while. His name was Devin Kajusti.
Kajusti, that's a tight end. He played for the Niners, right?
Yeah, he did.
So
he was just on Hard Knocks because he was playing for Cleveland.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, he was staying at my buddy Ari's house.
That's right. You did tell me. That's right. That's awesome.
Yeah, sleeping
on his couch or something.
Yeah, just like so. He just got cut by the Browns. So, but he was on that show, Hard Knocks.
Nice. So, I didn't see it. Yeah, I didn't see it. I gotta check that.
Now I have to check. I haven't seen it either, but I'm gonna have to check it out. So, but anyway.
Who's your pick?
I got Pittsburgh.
So we got the same. All right. What's the next
game.
I'll let you pick.
Okay.
First.
Bengals at the Colts.
Bengals at the Colts. Okay.
Okay. I'm going with Indy on that one.
Bengals at the Colts. Me too. Colts. Colts are at home. I don't like Andy Dalton. He's a choke artist.
Yeah.
He's like the Tony Romo of the AFC. He's cursed.
Okay. Next game is the Titans at the Dolphins.
Titans.
I'm going to go with Miami on that one.
Oh, you're taking the home team. I've seen that's your thing. You like those home teams.
All right, your Niners are playing in Minnesota.
Ooh, who you got?
I got the Vikings. That's an easy one for me.
The Vikings are going to win. But I gotta take my Niners.
You're gonna go for the upset. That's where you're gonna get your,
make up some ground.
Make up some ground right there.
Yeah, I'm gonna lose ground.
You gotta go out on a limb.
I'm not crazy person. Okay, if it was money online, I'm taking the Vikings. The Vikings are a playoff caliber team. The Niners are not there yet.
Right. Okay. This is gonna be a good one.
I'll pick this one first. It's my
turn. Okay, Houston Texans at the Patriots.
Whoa, that's a great game.
Yeah. Oh, man, I would love to see Houston win that.
I would love to, but I don't see it.
Nor does P-Double.
I got the Patriots.
Maybe I'll make up some ground and go for the upset on that one. I already picked Miami, though.
No,
but that's a home team. I'll go with New England right here. I'm going to go with New England. A home upset for Dallas. All right, the Bucs at the Saints.
Whew, that's easy.
Yeah.
Saints.
I'm taking the Saints, too.
I mean, that game could have been in Tampa. I would have still took the Saints.
Yeah. That is not even close.
I mean, I like Jameis Winston. I mean, the question is he a franchise quarterback? He is a franchise quarterback. I think he is. They just need a little more. I don't know. I don't think that coach is going to stick around this year. I think they're going to probably go like 6-10, 7-9. I think that coach is going to get fired this year.
All right. Oh, this is a good one too. Jacksonville at New York Giants. You want me to pick that one first? Is it my turn?
Yeah. You go ahead.
That's a tough one right there. I'm going to go with Jacksonville.
Me too. I was like Jacksonville. I mean, the Giants got their stud rookie running back.
Yeah, that's going to be a good game.
I think he might have 60.
That's a Sunday night. That's Sunday at 1. Sorry.
Leonard Fournette will outrush Saquon Barkley.
Really?
I think that's my, yeah.
Right.
Saquon is a stud, but he is not going to get no big game on that Jags defense.
Right.
The Vicious.
Speaking of Vicious, D, the Bills at the Ravens. Your pick.
The Ravens. The Bills at the Ravens. I got the Ravens.
Yeah, so do I.
The Bills, I don't even know who their quarterback is. They got that rookie starting, do they? No, they got Sam Bradford.
Who they?
They do.
Okay.
The Bills, the Ravens. Yeah, I'm going to go with the Ravens.
All right. I'm going to pick this one first. Kansas City at the Chargers. I'm going with L.A.
Ooh. Me too. Kansas City, they don't have Alex Smith. They're going with that rookie.
My homie.
They go with my homie, you know?
Are they? He's starting?
Yeah. They ain't got away. They got rid of Alex Smith.
Wow.
Holmes is it. I mean, he's going up against the Jews. They going up against?
Rivers, the Chargers.
Yeah, come on. Phillip Rivers, the Hall of Fame quarterback.
Yep. All right, he's getting better and better.
I got the Chargers. Yeah, that guy's okay. Nice. I like, he's got moxie. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he's got moxie. That's what he's got, moxie.
He's got moxie.
Seahawks at the Broncos.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
The Broncos got a new quarterback, too. I'm going to go with Seattle.
I'm going with Denver.
I'm going with Seattle. Russell Wilson, Pete Carroll, I think they find a way. You know what I mean? Yeah. I don't even know who Denver quarterback is. They going with that toy? They going with Osweiler or?
Denver quarterback.
I don't know. Are they going with the other guy? The guy that we met at the Super Bowl party, me and Wolf. He's like 6'7".
Really?
Hold on. Lynch?
I'm about to find out.
He's like in his second year. He's tall. Nice kid, though. We're showing him how to play electric football.
Really?
Yeah.
Looks like they got Trevor Siemian.
Yeah, I'm like, who's the backup?
Hold on a minute.
Something Lynch. What is his name?
Let me get on to the team here.
Yeah. Try that one. Look, check that out. I can't think of his name. He's 6'7". Really? And he was playing electric football. Wolf got a picture of him trying to throw an EF pass.
Denver Broncos. Got to go to the roster.
Oh, my God. I can't remember his name. Something Lynch.
Go right to the depth.
I took a picture with him, P Double.
That's awesome.
This dude is tall. I can't look like his shoulder.
QB, Paxton Lynch.
Paxton Lynch. I told you it was Lynch Paxton. That's his name.
And they got him starting. So, and then Trevor Siemian and Brock Osweiler. Unless maybe he's. But then the other game.
Paxton Lynch.
The other game thing said that Siemian was starting.
Well, neither one of them is going to be ready for that Seattle. I said, Paxton Lynch, I was like, man, you can't hit this easy pass. I was like, I forget who their coach was. I was like, I'm telling. And he was like, man, I just hit that thing. Give me that ball again. Putting it on there.
Oh, that's awesome. That's cool. Okay, here's another good game. The Redskins at the Cardinals. I'm going with Arizona.
Redskins at the Cardinals. Yeah, they got to fly to the West. That's always tough. The Redskins got Alex Smith, though.
Yeah.
I love Alex Smith. And the Cardinals, I don't know who they got at quarterback.
Yeah, looking up.
I'm going to go with Alex.
All right.
Washington. I'm going to go with Alex Smith.
Washington. All right. All right, we got a few games so far. Oh man, I'm gonna pick this one first. Cowboys at the Panthers.
Ooh.
Since you picked the 49ers, I'm gonna pick the Cowboys.
You know who I got? Cowboys at the Panthers. No
way. I know Carolina's gonna win. But this is where I'm gonna make up some ground.
Cowboys ain't ready for that.
All right, here's another.
Who's got in Dominic Sue? And Dominic Sue went to a team.
Did he go in Miami?
That where he's at? No, he left Miami. He was
That's right.
He left.
Hold on. Let me find him. That's a good question. He's one of my favorite players to hate.
He's on a D line, dude. Not Jacksonville. He's on a tough D line.
Players, come on, man. Where's
Jacksonville? He's got a new number too, like 94 or something.
Hang on, then, Nash.
No, not the Texans.
Dominic.
The Titans.
All right, no support there. Rams.
Yeah. That's right. With Donald, they got Aaron Donald, man. That team is going to be tough. They are going to be
LA
tough.
LA Rams. All right.
Okay. All right, what's the other thing? It's my
Bears at the Packers.
Okay, that's an easy one, okay?
Yeah.
That's easy. We already have, we know Aaron Rodgers is the best quarterback. All right? We've said that. We made that known. Fact. We're going with the Packers. National is going with the Packers.
P-double, going with the Packers.
All right, here you go.
It's a good game. Jets at the Lions.
Now, is this still Sunday? Jets at the Lions.
That's Sunday, Monday night.
Money now, okay, all right.
Jets at the Lions. Yep.
Jets, New York Jets with their new quarterback. I'm going with the Lions. Matt Stafford, I think they're going to do it at home. I got just a little Lions.
I got the Lions as well.
Okay.
I'll make the first pick on this last game.
The last game of week one. This is the Mr. National Podcast. And Mr. National and P-Double are going through their week one picks. The Stat with Nat Pick'em Challenge. Who you got?
Last game is a good game. It's going to be the late Monday night game
on the
West Coast. You'll have to check the score in the morning because the Rams will be playing the Raiders.
Ooh.
Oh, did I say I was going to pick first? I'm taking L.A. Rams.
That's what I'm taking. Yeah, the Rams, not the Raiders. Yeah, the Rams.
LA, okay.
I think the Raiders are in trouble this year.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah, they're in what's called disarray.
Yes. Great word to use, P-Double. Disarray. I mean, they got Crabtree. They do have Jordy Nelson. I'm surprised the Packers let him go. They have Jordy Nelson. They have Amari Cooper. They have Carr. And they have Gruden, who thinks he's the smartest man in the room. Hmm. And I like you say.
Not a big fan of that guy.
Yeah. A lot of experts said getting rid of Khalil Mack wasn't that bad of a move. They said they were like the 20-something ranked defense with him anyway. So it wasn't like he was,
Right.
Didn't matter, they said. So.
Well.
They got a lot, too. Bears gave up everything. You know what I mean? It was almost like the Mike Ditka Saints draft day to get Ricky Williams. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mike Ditka gave up the...
all of his draft picks.
Yeah, for like 3 years. And gave his firstborn son up. And put on a wedding dress.
In dreadlocks.
They did a photo shoot. Mike, they had a wedding dress on. They got married. I'm serious.
Dogging out Ditka.
I think Ricky Williams put on a wedding dress, or Mike Ditka put on a wedding dress.
Ditka put on the dreadlocks, remember?
Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah. Ricky Williams probably put on the gown, the wedding gown, and Ditka put the dreadlocks on. Crazy.
Dogging out Ditka. Only on the Mr. National Podcast.
All right, Mike. Well, folks, that was the Mr. Yeah, we're winding down. We did not forget you folks on the sports nicknames. Still working on getting all the nicknames. We're trying to accumulate 64 sports nicknames, and then we're going to break them down into brackets, and we're going to have a challenge. I don't know if we announced it last week, but Boys the Men won the Battle of the Bands.
Yeah, your hometown Philly crew.
Yeah, Philly crew. Boys the Men defeated New Edition by a slim margin. And we're going to do the same thing with the Battle of the Sports nickname. So, my man P-Double, do we have anything else to go over, my friend?
No, other than to wrap this thing up. I think that was a wrap.
That's it.
That's a wrap, as they say.
We loaded up early with the 12 gauge, and now we're clearing the chamber, and we are out of here. 3, 2, 1, peace. Oh man.